Happy holidays from Dream Realm Enterprises.
The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Seasonal felicitations once again. This is the Creditor here, partying on down with the robots of the company, 10th anniversary interview show. This week, we're interviewing Kyle Bors. You know him best, of course, as Briscoe. Let's zippity-doo right into this interview. The first question we asked Kyle was, what was your first introduction to robots of the company? Boy, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, I remember talking with Jonathan about some Doctor Who short stories that I had written and being brought in to help write some of the initial first season of Doctor Who stories that DRE was doing. I remember when we were doing that, and we were planning some other titles and some other series coming out, and I know we wanted to end up having something that we could get out a little quicker than was taking for these to be done. So I remember he came up with these scripts called Robots of the Company, and they were funny, and they had lots of good characters in them, and I just remember reading them and liking them and looking forward to doing them, and not originally intending on auditioning for them, but then I just figured, you know what? What the heck? You know, I've always wanted to do this kind of stuff anyway, and I did, and that was that.
You've played a few characters in Robots of the Company over the years. Of course, Briscoe was the breakout character, and the one that people seem to identify with even today when his appearances are a little less frequent. For you, though, was Briscoe the one character that stood out?
You know, Briscoe is the one character that stands out for me. He's just so lovable, and he's so, he's kind of, there's just so much joy in playing him, and you know, at an old interview way back, I had said that I kind of modeled him on my son, who was, I believe, like 3 at the time. Well, my son's going to be 12 this year, so it's been a long journey with Briscoe, he's just so much fun. I've done lots of live theater, and I've done lots of other assorted things, and I love that Briscoe, I somehow seem to keep coming back to him. He's just so much fun to play.
So many people seem to love him, so what, in your opinion, Kyle, is the appeal of the character of Briscoe?
The appeal of Briscoe, I think he's a little bit of everything. He's a kid, he's a little kid, you know, and he's a kind of the underdog. He's not so bright, you know, but he's infectious, and he loves everybody like over the top amounts and ways, and he loves his job, and he's enthusiastic, and I think that's just one of the things. I mean, people root for him, you know, because he's just kind of lovable, and he's got qualities that everybody has, and he's fun, and he's kind of just a fun guy to have around, you know. At least I think so.
What was your inspiration behind the performance of Briscoe?
Again, like I mentioned, my son originally as a kid, and I had done lots of work with young children when I was in college and stuff, and it just kind of, I liked the way that they just interact with people and their capacity to just be just so happy and joyous and you know, just enjoy life, you know, in their innocence, and I think that's, you know, kind of what came into Briscoe when I started doing it. It was just this wide-eyed, you know, as much as you can be wide-eyed only on audio, you know, but just this kind of unashamed just innocence and carefreeness and just love for life. And I kind of share some of that, but obviously not as magnified as Briscoe does, because I don't think anybody does once you get, you know, above into adulthood, you know. But he's a lot of fun, and it's so much fun to be not jaded and to be just exuberant, you know.
Tell us, Kyle, what are some of your fondest memories working on Robots of the Company?
There's certain episodes that I always seem to turn back to that I just loved being a part of. Obviously the beginning, you know, when we were just kind of mapping everything out before I kind of found the Briscoe voice was interesting, you know. Season 2 had, I think, were kind of my favorites were in among season two, you know, the Master Quiz 3000, you know, the Bot Wars was a good episode, even though I wasn't in that one too much, but it was still a lot of fun. Briscoe's Day, of course, you know, the, I always go back to the island, 3 miles long rant. That's always fun. And just his, it's hard to even say. There's so many. I mean, I just loved his relationship with the cast and his friendship with Zimtron and his still, no matter how like innocent he is and how kind of dopey he could be sometimes, he still manages to outsmart GD a lot of the time, you know, which was great. And I love just his independence. And as he got braver and braver and kind of bolder, he was a lot. There's just so much. I mean, it's hard to pick just one or two memories. It's been such a joy and he's so much fun. And even listening back to it, as I've been trying to listen to more of it again recently, there's so much that I don't even remember. It's great. There was so much scope and you know, since the series lasted so long, I mean, it changed and the characters developed and it was wonderful.
Any thoughts on the 10th anniversary of this show?
It's amazing that this little two episodes originally, you know, Yogurt Earwax and Rover's Ball, how it all started, those two episodes, 10 minutes long on the DRE website. It's amazing to me that spawned such a rich, well, it's no doubt that it did because the writing and the characters were great, but it's so fun to look back on those such modest beginnings and think of what it spawned over the last 10 years. I'm proud to have been a tiny little part of it, and I hope it keeps going and going and going.
10 years is quite an achievement for an audio comedy series like this. How much longer, in your opinion, can it run?
I think it can go on. I mean, the beauties of sci-fi and a series like this is we can always bring in, and as we have done in the past, you know, some actors have had to drop out over the time. I mean, it's a long run. And we've been able to introduce new characters, new concepts, new things. You know, I've played a couple different characters in there over the series, and it's just, we can keep going. And my dog just shook his fur there. I apologize. But yeah, there's a lot of just so much room to grow. And in sci-fi, you can really do anything. And I think as long as there's a core, as long as it's still identifiable as Robots of the Company, I think it can continue indefinitely. I mean, I'd love it to go on as long as you have great ideas for it, as long as John and Vince and all the other amazing people that work on the show have great ideas and funny ideas, and I don't see that drying up anytime soon.
Do you have a favorite character in Robots of the Company? I know who everybody else's favorite character is, but we want to know who's yours. It can be one that you've played, of course. So which character and why?
Do I have a favorite character? Oh, well, I would be totally lying if I didn't say that how much I love Briscoe, if you haven't gotten that out of me yet. But I do. He's wonderful. Other than Briscoe, though, I love Plutch McNuttich. You know, I love always love Joe's, you know, take on that character. I have to say I'm partial to the original crew, I should say. You know, with Plutch and Shinwipe, of course, and Zimtron and GD and Squeak, old Squeak and new Squeak and all those. I love the original bunch. They're my favorites. But I love Kika. And it's, I could go on. I could list every single character. Frag and Fizz and Bragg, of course. And Boffin. You know, I could list all of them. They're wonderful. They're all wonderful, really. But if I had to pick a favorite, I'd have to pick Briscoe, of course. I'm a little biased, but you know, it's an honor to have created, to be able to create an original character and to create one that became so loved, and you know, it's a highlight. I love it. I'm so proud. I've been through a lot in the last 10 years, and I'm glad to have had this friendship with Jonathan and with you know, the people I've met, Jeff Niles and Kim and you know, everybody, even the ones I haven't met. I mean, I've met Sally in person. I've met Ron Smith. And lots more that I haven't been able to meet in person, you know, but it's been wonderful. I've been through a lot. I mean, I've moved house. I've been divorced. I've been remarried. I've seen my kid almost become a teenager. I've moved several times. It's been a crazy decade. And I'm glad that, you know, Briscoe has kind of been there as a happy spot, you know, for me, and such a wonderful, happy character to play during that time. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, and hopefully we can continue into the future. Thanks.
Thanks for talking with us, Kyle. Well, you have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time we talked to, of course, Briscoe himself, Kyle Bors. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director, and the list goes on and on, was, of course, Jonathan Patrick Russell. We kids, the big boss. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, or to just wish us a happy new year, whatever you may do, whatever you may say, whatever you feel like, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1@yahoo.com. Well, technically, this is the last episode of our interview show. However, I am aware that some of you may not have listened to all the other episodes. What's wrong with you? Well, now is your chance to catch up. The 10th anniversary may technically be over, but the show goes on. It's the little show that could, so we'll be back next year with new episodes of Robots of the Company. So I expect to see you all right here then with your ears honed and ready. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned. And pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I don't know why I said that. Season of greetings, happy new year, enjoy yourselves. Until next time.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.